Mumbai Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, President Ashish Shelar on Thursday challenged Shiv Sena, UBT, leader Aditya Thackeray for a debate on the Dharavi redevelopment project and said that the latter has become the spokesperson for urban naxals. Addressing reporters on Thursday, Ashish Shelar said that the Dharavi redevelopment project is a necessity and a priority, adding that the Uddhav Thackeray party and Congress Mumbai chief Varsha Gayakwad are peddling lies over the revamp plan. Aditya Thackeray seems to have become the spokesperson of urban naxals. Without studying the subject, Dharavi redevelopment project, in detail, Aditya Thackeray is speaking like an ignorant person. I have seen that these people have been trying to set a narrative regarding Dharavi and redevelopment work, Ashish Shelar said, slamming the opposition. Challenging Thackeray and Gayakwad for a debate on the project, the Bandra legislator said, Uddhavji and the people of his alliance, Aditya Thackeray and Varsha Gayakwad, have started this false narrative regarding Dharavi. I openly challenge Aditya for a debate. I want to inform him and Varsha that 70% of the homes in the Dharavi redevelopment project will go to the Marathi people, as well as Muslims and Dalits. It is their rightful home. So why are Aditya Thackeray and Varsha Gayakwad putting roadblocks by creating a false narrative? According to news agency ANI, the BJP Mumbai president said that the government survey to determine eligible and ineligible residents is still on. Right now, the government survey is still going on to determine eligible and ineligible residents. So far only around 20,000 structures have been surveyed. So how can Aditya Thackeray claim that 7 lakh people will be sent out of Dharavi? Who gave him this number? Why is he misleading people? Shelar added, he is talking about ownership. The entire ownership of Dharavi will be with DRP, Dharavi Redevelopment Project, which is a government of Maharashtra agency. DRPPL, Dharavi Redevelopment Project Private Limited, will construct the houses and hand them over to DRP, he said. Show document to prove 1,800 acres were given to Adani. Shelar also challenged Thackeray to show a single document to prove that 1,800 acres of land had been given to businessman Gautam Adani, who is implementing the project, reported ANI. Aditya Thackeray is claiming 1,800 acres of land has been given to Adani. I challenge him to show one document that proves this. If he does, I will quit politics. If not, he should retire from politics. Aditya Thackeray does not know the tender. He has not studied the facts. He is a puppet of urban naxals. DRP, not DRPPL, has been given land, and that too, only 540 acres. So where do these 1,800 acres come from? Did Shiv Sena UBT spokesperson, Sanjay Raut, give him that number? Shelar said, meanwhile, Aditya Thackeray took to social media platform X to attack the Maharashtra government. He alleged that the state government looted the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, and Mumbai and gave the money to their favorite contractors, news agency ANI reported. The sale of Mumbai by Eknath Shinde regime to his favorite builders and contractors. The ATMI BMC has now decided to auction Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Mandi, Market, Malabar Hill at My Best Electric Receiving Station, Warli Asphalt Plant, to raise funds and make up for the loot of the Eknath Shinde regime, Thackeray posted on X. The Warli legislator further said, the state looted BMC and Mumbai, and gave the money to their favorite contractors, and now by auctioning these iconic and important land parcels, BMC will be left without funds and plots. For Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Mandi, it is the Eknath Shinde and BJP regime that wants to drive out Kohlis and fisher folk out of Mumbai. We will oppose this. It has to remain and be made into a fish market and in the ownership of the BMC. For the other two land parcels, instead of giving it to a favorite builder, our government will consider it for police housing, government quarters, he added. He further said that Mumbaikars must unite beyond every division, and defeat this regime that wants to drive out Mumbaikars from Mumbai. It's also possible that eventually Eknath Shinde and BJP will also auction the Hutatma Smarak, he said. With ANI inputs,